Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. An annual holiday tradition is returning to the streets surrounding Sac State's campus. Run to Feed the Hungry is the largest Thanksgiving Day fun run in the country. And this year, it returns for its 30th year. What started as hundreds of participants has now grown into an event with tens of thousands of runners and walkers. But the run is not only a fun way to burn off some calories before having a Thanksgiving Day feast, it also supports a local nonprofit working to fight hunger and food insecurity in the region, a crisis that has increased dramatically since the pandemic began. Blake Young is the president and the CEO of the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services and joins us with more about the upcoming run and walk and how it'll help feed Sacramentans in need. Good morning.
Good morning.
30 years. Can we go back to year one and how this all got started?
You bet. Yeah, 1994, Father Madigan, who was our founder, got together with some volunteers and some local runners and had this idea to let's have this event and on Thanksgiving. And everybody thought he was crazy because it's Thanksgiving and no one would come out. And, you know, fast forward 30 years, he was genius. I mean, people, because it was Thanksgiving, this was an opportunity to create a tradition, to kind of give thanks in another way and to kind of eat guilt-free. So it's grown out of that. And I just think, you know, at some point it's become the perfect event for people in Sacramento.
Why do you think it has grown to the scale that it has grown over, you know, the last three decades? I mean, from several hundred people, you know, less than 1,000 the first year to now, I think it was like over 20,000 the year last Thanksgiving.
Almost 30. 29,600 and some change. I think the day was genius. I think a lot of people were nervous that folks would be tied up. And I think the day represents family. It represents gratitude. It for our organization and the people that support it on the day and every day. It's a chance just to think about other folks, a chance for a minute to think what would life be like if I couldn't afford a Thanksgiving meal. And I think people have rallied around that, and we're blessed enough to be a long-standing organization in town. And I think people really value the work that we do. And again, I think it's about giving thanks.
I've spoken to the Sacramento Family Food Bank, you know, since the pandemic started in 2020 and doing check-ins year after year. Now that we're in 2023, where does that need stand now? Because it grew exponentially during COVID.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the need has never been larger. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be with the organization 26, almost 27 years. And in 2008, you can remember the recession. The demand for food resources really went high and it never really went down. But just to put it in context, we were providing food to roughly 150,000 people the day before COVID hit. 2 months into COVID, we were at 300,000. We have not gone down. So if you think about the population of Sacramento County, there's, you know, almost a quarter of the people in our county are food insecure, and it's only getting worse.
And I bring that up because the Run to Feed the Hungry, I mean, it is a great tradition for families and for people to do on Thanksgiving, but it's also your largest fundraiser.
It is. And again, we're blessed to have the community support, blessed to have you guys as support. And, you know, but it does represent a significant portion of our budget. And we're just, you know, thankful that so many people come out. But it is a real fundraiser. We're lucky in that we own and manage the event. A lot of runs throughout the country, the nonprofit is just the beneficiary. So there's a lot of cost controls that we can implement and keep. And we've tried to do that over the years, maximize potential revenue, which is not the word you usually use for nonprofit. But when you're feeding 300,000 people a month, it's significantly expensive.
And it's not just food in terms of the services that you provide. I mean, what does this fundraising event, what does it help fund for those nearly 300,000 people?
Yeah, great question. The majority of the money that we spend, people would be surprised, is buying food, period. I mean, a lot of folks think that there's a misconception that we get all donated food. We have wonderful donors. grocery chains, et cetera. But food banks are scale by a significant portion. In fact, 42% of all the food that we distribute on a monthly basis is fresh produce that's purchased.
Yeah. I mean, 42%, that's nearly half.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our goal, it has been for years, is to provide nutritious food to folks. I mean, just because they're in need of food resources doesn't need they need to eat Kit Kats and Twinkies. And so we've always put an emphasis on nutritious food. And luckily, our community who supports our food bank really values that. And the end result is small children that are going to school hungry can get nutritious food. Seniors that are making difficult decisions buying medication versus food can get nutritious food. Single moms, believe it or not, tens of thousands that get support from us can have nutritious food for the family. And it's just, for us, it's top priority.
I would imagine there's other items that are essential as well, like diapers.
Well, it's funny that you say. We actually are a diaper bank. There is such thing. There's only a few in the state of California. And so if you think about our food bank, the structure, we're a wholesaler. We provide food to over 130 agencies throughout Sacramento County. But most people don't know that we also supply diapers to 70 other nonprofits throughout the county as well. And we all know, if you've had children, if you've been an aunt or, you know, a grandparent, you know how expensive diapers are. So it's wonderful that we're in a position to be able to supply those for our community.
Hmm. Okay, so let's get to the fun run on Thanksgiving Day. What does the course look like? Where does it start? It starts at Sac State, correct?
Yeah, it starts at Sac State and it ends basically at Scottish Rite or Fremont Presbyterian Church on 8th Street in Carlson. Beautiful East Sac neighborhood. I think part of the draw is that people really enjoy the event. Most people might not know this, but 85 to 90% of people that do the event are walkers or strollers. They're not timed participants. I just think people, you know, enjoy going through the neighborhood. We now have over 12 bands on the course.
Oh, great.
Right? Neighborhood
like
bands.
Like a party.
It is a party. So if you want to jump on the event and go through East Sacramento and drink a mimosa, you can do that too.
What time do things get started?
Yeah, so our 10K is at 8:30 in the morning on Thanksgiving, and our 5K is at 9 o'clock sharp. And again, most folks are finished with the event by 11 o'clock, and they're back home, and they're starting to cook and enjoy their family.
I would imagine, since you mentioned strollers, there's not an age requirement. It's all ages?
It's all ages, and I think one of the things most important to us is folks that cannot make it to the event, they can register as a virtual participant. We can also mail your T-shirt and your bib. But it's just a wonderful way to say, well, you know, my husband dragged us to Minneapolis this year because we have family there as well. But we're still going to support the organization, do the Run to Feed the Hungry.
That's great. And so can you sign up to that day? Because I know you can sign up now.
Yep, you can sign up all the way until race day. You'll pick up your T-shirt and bib at Fremont Presbyterian Church starting on Saturday, November 18th, and it runs all the way through race day.
You know, the fact that you said race day, you know, it was actually, I mean, every time I take in Run to Feed the Hungry, I mean, you just see people of all ages, you know, they just fill like J Street and the surrounding streets in East Sacramento. But there is actually a race. There is like people that actually do get a first, a second, a third, and they are quite fast. I was looking at the times from last year, and there are some prizes, you know, for those people.
Yeah, there's prizes. And, you know, a lot of people do this as a warm up to the CIM and or a warm down, if you will, from the New York City. We have some people that did the New York City Marathon recently. In fact, we had one of our staff members do it. But yeah, they use that as kind of a precursor. But there are some significantly trained athletes to go out and try to win prize money and first, second, third, as you said. But by far, the majority of people are jogging or strolling or they're just trying to make it to the end having fun.
You don't got to run a 420 mile.
You do not have to run a 420
You can
mile.
Walk a 20-minute mile or even longer.
That sounds like my pace.
Yeah, me as well. I'm in the same boat as you. You know, when I look at the photos from the website, I mean, it's so striking, you know, how many people take part in this. Why is it so important to have such a visible presence? I mean, tens of thousands of people, 29,000 and change, you know, getting together for something like this.
Well, I think, you know, we have a significant homeless situation in our town and many other towns, and that's very visible. But hunger is not. You don't know. You'd be surprised at how many people that aren't very far away from you that are struggling. Mm-hmm. And this event, God bless it, is a nice platform for our organization to talk about hunger issues. And it's also an opportunity for people that do the event to just, you know, give thanks for what they have. It's a day of gratitude. And it's also a day for families to get together and just talk about that table issue that's really, really important, but also it's prevalent in our community.
Given that last year you were flirting with 30,000 participants, how are things looking this year?
Well, we're looking good. I think, you know, part of it is that, you know, we have a price increase, and I think a lot of people got in under the radar there. We are looking good. We're up a little bit. I think it would just, you know, we've had a goal to reach 30,000 people, and ironically, this is the 30th year, so we're going 30 for 30. We're hoping that maybe if people can't make it, they sign up virtually, and it's kind of a fun little inside, let's try to get to 30,000. We're just blessed to have as many people do the event as they do.
Blake, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
Blake Young is the president and the CEO of the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services, the organization behind the annual Run to Feed the Hungry. And as Blake said, it is the 30th annual race and their goal, 30,000 participants. It takes place this Thanksgiving Day. And that is it for Insight. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. You can also email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Claire Morgan. Insight's technical director and engineer is Mark Jones. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.